This is The Source on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. Nearly 25% of adults in San Antonio have obtained some college credits, but they didn't complete their degree and complete that college program. A new local initiative called Upgrade is working to help local adults make sense of what their options are for completing their college education and moving up in their career. Did you fall short in your college graduation goal? Would you like to go back and finish up that degree? What questions do you have? You can give us a call. The number is 210-614-8980, 210-614-8980, and you can email us at thesource@tpr.org. With us this afternoon to talk about Upgrade is Adriana Contreras, Executive Director of the San Antonio Education Partnership, Romanita Mata Barrera. She is the Executive Director for SA Works, and Hadass Sheffer is the President of the Graduate Network. And welcome all y'all to here on The Source this afternoon.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
So this number that I'm reading, 25% of adults in San Antonio, is that low or high compared to other cities? Who wants to answer that? Adriana?
Well, I'm not sure compared to a national level, but we do have, having those 300,000 students, we know that if we can get those individuals back into school and have them attain a college credential, that'll help the city and the economic vitality of San Antonio.
But we really don't know how that would compare to other cities.
I don't know.
Okay.
No. I don't know if maybe Hadass.
I think I can give you a national perspective.
Okay.
From what the Graduate Network knows. So nationally, the number of people who started but didn't complete is a little over 30% of the population. There are over 30 million adults in the country who started college but didn't complete. The ratio is dependent on whether you're talking about more rural or more urban populations, but you can see that San Antonio is right about where everyone else is, you know, between 25% and slightly higher.
It seems like San Antonio has a real hunger for high skills workers who go to college, they get these skills, and that hunger is so intense that frequently these students will be snapped up into the workforce before they even complete their degree. So that may help deal with an immediate need for the employer and for the student to get a job, but in the long term, that could be a problem since they didn't actually complete the degree, and so they're not able to maybe even move up into the corporate ladder there. So Romanita, does that sound right?
Absolutely. I think there's an opportunity. We have a robust economy with lots of entry-level job opportunities that may, to your point earlier, may or may not require a college degree or certificate. But the reality is that we are also increasingly seeing that in our high-target demand industries like IT, healthcare, and advanced manufacturing, if it's not indeed a four-year degree that's required, an industry-recognized certificate is critical to their economic mobility. We see it. We have employers in San Antonio, like Toyota, who will often tell us that they need less of four-year engineering degree individuals, but they do require individuals that have more than high school and that have those critical technical skills that are really only going to be acquired with a combination of on-the-job experience, but also those industry-recognized certifications.
So what is the challenge that Upgrade is trying to tackle, Adriana?
There are a number of challenges when clients come in to see us. You know, they're wanting to get back into school, but there are a lot of family obligations that may stand in the way. Financial, of course, work flexibility, things like that. But when they come to see us, we're very excited because it takes a lot of courage to do that. A lot of them say, I've been out of school, it might be 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, but they understand the importance of it. And in a lot of cases, they understand that if they want to experience that upward mobility through their employer, then they need to obtain that college credential. It might be an associate's degree, it might be a certificate, or, you know, on and on, it might be a bachelor's or master's beyond that.
So the people who you're looking for, these adults with some college, they may be in a position where they don't even know where they could fit into this system. And so the first thing we need to bring to the table is some clarity about what it is that's available to them. Is that right, Romanita?
That's correct. I think for many, their challenges is that they are already heads of household. They are responsible for paying bills at home and potentially working full-time jobs. And their interest in obtaining a certificate or completing a degree may have changed from when they were originally starting school. And now they're actually in the workforce. So their career interest may have now changed also, which is critical now that they're actually in the workforce. But it's very hard once you become disconnected from an educational environment when you're coming out of high school and you really don't have, as an adult, those resources that are readily available to help you navigate which programs are better for you based on your availability of time as well as your financial resources. And that's where this program is really critical. They will do that asset mapping for you. They will look at our higher ed institutions across San Antonio and Bexar County, and we're very fortunate in this community that we have a very robust higher ed community, ranging from our community colleges, private institutions, as well as public institutions. But it's hard for an individual to take time out of your full-time job, being a parent, head of household, and then navigating which programs actually offer the flexibility that you need for maybe online courses, weekend courses, as well as what's going to be financially viable for you to start and actually complete.
So Hadas, I'm sure the first question that many of these adults have is, what can I salvage from my previous college experience? And what kind of answers do we have for them?
Well, we created the graduate model exactly to do that exploration. Many times adults don't really know what credits they have, and the answer to that depends on where they want to finish their degree and what degree they want to finish. So obviously, if you've taken English or history, not much has changed. But if you are on a nursing career track, credits that you earned maybe even 5 years ago may not be applicable to nursing now. And so the graduate model and Upgrade San Antonio are designed to help people explore how to maximize their past learning, so that they can finish a degree that is relevant in the workforce right now. As I said, that changes. That exploration is really hard if you are, as Romanita said, a working parent and have a lot of other obligations. And so the staff at Upgrade San Antonio can help navigate through that, figure out what kind of career the person wants to pursue and how to get there in the fastest, most predictable way. Part of this requires knowledge of the academic institutions and how they do their own scheduling of courses. You want to make sure that the courses are there when you need them so that you don't have to wait a year. You want to make sure the courses that you've already taken, you can maximize the credits that you transfer into your new institution or that are recognized by the institution where you started back when.
Okay, I'm going to take a break right here. We'll pick it up from there. We'll continue finding out what it takes to get back into college. This is The Source on Texas Public Radio. This is The Source on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. Nearly 300,000 adults in San Antonio have started but not finished their college degree or certificate program. And we hear that two-thirds of good jobs, good-paying jobs in the future will require a post-secondary credential by 2020. That's right around the corner. That means if you don't have that degree, that might put your job at risk. There's a lot of motivation for folks out there to say, I need to probably finish up the degree that I started. There's personal achievement, modeling for your own youngsters, and also just getting better at your job and be able to secure yourself in your career field. If you got a question or a comment, give us a call. The number is 210-614-8980, 210-614-8980. Did you start college and then you didn't finish? What happened? Did you go back and finish up? Tell us your story. How did that work out for you? Was that a good decision? And what would you advise someone else? What can we learn from your experience? 210-614-8980. When we're going to break, we were talking about an adult walks into, say they go to Cafe College and they show up and they say, I really want to do this. I went to college. I had to drop out because I got a job right away, but I really would like to finish up my degree. And they say, well, here's where I was. Here are the college courses that I took. I was doing really well. And I would like to try and pick up where I left off. Is that possible, Romanita, that they were able to just pick up where they left off?
I think to Hadassah's statement earlier, it may not be depending on the degree or certification that they are looking to do. I know we're hearing more and more of an interest around nursing for some of when Upgrade was launched and folks heard about it and across the public, they started calling in, expressing an interest. But there are certain degrees or industry certification programs where you cannot just pick up. You kind of have to start all over again, and that's where these advisors at Upgrade San Antonio are going to be really critical. They are your one-on-one person who can help you navigate that and get you to where you can achieve your end goal, but without you having to go through the headache and actually to the heartache of disappointment that you may not just pick up where you left off.
Okay, so maybe you can't pick up where you left off, but maybe you can hopscotch a little bit because you have a lot of life experience. And so, Adriana, can that life experience be turned into college credits?
Absolutely. A number of institutions, higher ed institutions, have give credit for prior learning assessment. And what that is they look at your work experience and they'll give you credit in certain areas depending on what your experience is. So institutions like Western Governors University, UIW, even Texas State, they've been doing this for a long time because they understand the value of somebody's work experience. So if you've been in the workforce for 10 years, there's something that comes with that. It's not just the college credits, but rather that experience.
So what are some of the areas that typically would pay off for an experience? How do they test for that? You have to sit down and take a test, or how does that work?
It varies based on the institution, but some will look at, for instance, if you've been working in the IT area or in, the graphic arts area or
so they want to know
what's,
if you've mastered software on your own, if you developed all these skills on your own, because you can learn a lot these days on your own.
Yes.
And so they say, okay, well, I can do this. And say, well, then you don't need to take that class.
Correct. They would look at that and have an assessment there, and then you would receive credit for those areas.
Okay, let's go to the phone lines. Number is 210-614-8980. We're talking about adults in San Antonio who will go back to college and get that degree in order to help them with their career. And Ann is on the line. And Ann, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi, good afternoon. Thank you. My only comment is that I'm listening to you guys, and what stands out the most, I was out of the school system or out of school, graduated 21 years ago, and decided to go back last summer, and it has been the most wonderful experience, and only because of the university I'm attending, and I don't know if I'm allowed to say which university.
No, go for it.
Okay, so UIW has made it such a pleasant experience for me to return back to school, and my goal, first of all, is to get my degree and to provide financially for my family, because in every aspect or any job search that I go to, they're always looking for that degree that I don't have. And so in me pursuing my bachelor's degree, the UIW has made it the most pleasant experience. And the reason I'm calling is just so that we can share with the universities is that how vitally important it is to make it not easy but not complicated for our returning students. I was very scared when I started school, online and registering and talking with financial aid or who may be. It was it was very difficult for me. And I have hard feelings towards a community college that I went to 4 years ago that made it very unpleasant. They lost my transcripts. And I understand human error. They lost my transcripts, but they weren't listening to me. They weren't, I would go and say, this is what I want to do. Okay, we'll log on, go into a classroom. I wanted that face-to-face interaction. And I think that's just so important. I just wanted to share that.
All right, Ann, I appreciate it. Thanks for calling in with your story. We really, that was great that you did that. And so can you react to Ann's story, Adriana?
Yes, Ann's absolutely right. And congratulations, Ann, for pursuing your degree. And, you know, the higher ed institutions, they are wanting to work with these adult learners. Adult learners are very committed. They are serious about what they're doing, and they are going to stick with it. You know, they are making a lot of sacrifices to be where they are, and so they are extremely committed to what they are doing. We are working with our higher ed partners through Upgrade to try to work even better and to offer more flexibility for adult learners who are returning to school. For instance, having flex scheduling or having priority registration or things like that. So we're hoping that in working with our higher ed partners, they will be able to offer things like that to make it just a little bit, not easier for the students, but to help them navigate that system. That's also what our advisors do at Upgrade. You know, they'll sit and they'll talk with the student one-on-one, lay out the options, and help them understand the process and what they need to do to get to where they want to be.
Hadass Sheffer, president of the Graduate Network. What about financial aid? Is that available to adults who want to go back to the classroom?
Financial aid is age agnostic. So financial aid is available to every person, regardless of their age. Adults often, we have found, don't think that financial aid can help them. That's a misconception that we work very, very hard to change. It's always worth it to apply for financial aid. And it's important to remember also that financial aid, the FAFSA closes. So if you haven't submitted your application early in the year, although the applications remain open, the money could run out. And so it's important to look at the federal financial aid, FAFSA. It's also important to look at what the state of Texas might offer. And it's important for adults to look for other sources of grants before you go to your bank and ask for a loan.
And so for veterans, or are there some special incentives for them?
Some veterans are very lucky, and under the GI Bill, they can get a lot of money towards tuition. Not everyone signed on for that. So this is something that we're working on when people sign up for the military, to know that there are some forms that they have to opt into to be eligible for financial aid. Some older veterans may not have known, but it's not an automatic thing that everyone who has served this country is eligible for financial aid. So that's one more thing for people to look at. And places like Upgrade San Antonio make it easier. They have all that information. They can help make the phone calls. They can help ask the questions. A lot of time, you need to know the language to ask the questions that will get you the right answer.
I've got an email question from Benjamin. I thought I could never go back to school if I took a college-level history courses back in 2003. So you're saying that they're still applicable if I go back to college. Let me ask you about that, Adriana. Is that something that, you know, what about Benjamin?
Right. Benjamin, I would recommend that you come in and talk with one of our Upgrade advisors at Cafe College, because they can sit down, they can look at your transcript, they can assess where it was that you were before you stopped out of school, and help you get back on track. But it really is a case by case basis, and so I'm going to say my short answer is yes. So please come in and talk, and we can help get you back on track.
So when people walk into the door at Cafe College, this wasn't the idea of Cafe College initially. It was really to try and help San Antonio High School students make that jump to college and figure out financial aid and make it known that they are capable of going to some great universities here in San Antonio and across the country. But then did y'all discover suddenly, boy, there's this other untapped market?
Yes, as we looked at the demographics of students, of clients coming in through the doors at Cafe College, we see about 13,000 every year, and we discovered that about 25% of those are adult learners. And we were a little surprised by that, because the assumption is that the students who come to Cafe College are high school students or entering freshmen, but there was this large population that really wanted assistance. They had always wanted to go to college and never started, or they already had some credits and just, you know, had stopped out because life happened and they didn't know how exactly to get back into school.
So one word I keep hearing about that adults going back, they want some sort of fast track to be able to get that degree. They don't want to mouse around. They want to get it going, because I mean, maybe you've already hit the big 3-0, maybe the 4-0. Who knows where you are on the timeline? And suddenly, you don't have a lot of time to mess around. So, Hadas, is that a bit major consideration?
That is a major consideration. Also, acknowledgement of the fact that you have taken some college credit, and so you're possibly familiar with the pace of college learning. And mostly, as you said, people they don't have time to mess around with a lot of extracurriculars. They just want the straight path. And most of the institutions that graduate programs and Upgrade San Antonio works with recognize that. And they also recognize the value that adults bring to a classroom discussion, a perspective, past career experience. And so a lot of institutions have courses that are accelerated, that allow you to finish a course in 8 weeks or 10 weeks rather than 16 weeks, allow you to start whenever you want or every few weeks there is a course opening rather than waiting for the traditional September and January course openings. There are a lot more options now for adults, and they're therefore exploring at places like Upgrade.
So flexibility is key in this process, Adriana, right?
Absolutely. I wanted to give one example. At San Antonio College, they're starting a new program. I believe it's called Saturday at SAC. And it's a program whereby classes start every 8 weeks, and you can complete a two-year degree in 2 years by attending school on Saturdays. And that is something that we hear a lot from the individuals who come to Upgrade. They need weekend programs. They need evening programs. They need online programs. They need that flexibility. And so the institutions, the higher ed institutions, are being responsive to that. And that program at SAC is one example.
So even an associate's degree is something that still has value. We're not talking about the four-year degree. We're talking about the two-year degree. But that's what some employers are looking for.
So absolutely, and I would add to that the two-year degree and also the industry recognized certificates. And we're also seeing more programs that are quickly turning around a candidate with the skills that they need, because they're taking advantage of the fact that they've been out in the workplace and in most cases have been working in the industry, just lack that certification. So if we think about the IT industry, where you can go to any one of multiple private providers and within a matter of a couple of months, you can have a certification in coding or other languages. And we see that also in the skilled trades and advanced manufacturing. There are other jobs that don't require an advanced four-year degree or even a two-year college degree, but those industry-recognized certifications are also critical for their upward mobility.
We're taking a break here on The Source. We'll be back in 2 minutes. We'll come back with some callers. The number is 210-614-8980, 210-614-8980, talking about finishing that college degree, how it's valuable to you and our workforce here in San Antonio. Stay tuned. This is The Source on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. We're talking about our nearly 300,000 adults in San Antonio. They've got some college credits. They went to school a little bit. They did pretty well. They got good grades, but then they left and they went to the workforce without getting that college degree. Can they still go back to college and finish up get that degree and maybe go back into the workforce seamlessly and do even better in that area. Higher incomes, higher responsibility, better outcomes for the entire workforce. Give us a call if this sounds like you, 210-614-8980. Armando is on the line. Armando, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Okay, thank you for having me. I went through a similar situation right out of high school. I went straight to college and went 3 years at Texas A&M in College Station. And then due to some unwise decisions, I had to come back home. And the advisor said, come back anytime. But once you get out of that routine, you know, I got a job, bought a car. I couldn't afford to come back, and things went their way. Well, 40 years later, Texas A&M San Antonio started offering online courses. And I was able to submit the hours that I'd accumulated the first 3 years over there. And they structured a degree plan around to where in about 3 years, taking about 6 hours a semester online, I was able to graduate December 2015 with my bachelor's degree.
That's awesome.
So it is possible to function like this and accomplish your goals, even though it's 40 years later.
I'd like to give you a high five through the airwaves there, Armando. That's great going. And so what was your degree plan in?
The original one was for electrical engineering, and I ended up with a degree in public administration.
That's
so
awesome.
I was able to use it at my work. The employer does reimburse for tuition only if you pass the course. You got to remember that about some of these employers who do offer reimbursement is lots of times you do have to pass the course, and then they will only pay a certain amount if it's an A, B, C, or
That's even more motivation. All right, Armando, thank you for the call. I appreciate it, sir. Thank you very much. So employer reimbursement for the tuition, Armando says it worked for him. How common is that sort of structure, Adriana?
You know, it's more common than you would think. There are a lot of tuition assistance programs, so it's not necessarily reimbursement, but there are a lot of other types of programs. So as Armando said, you know, with his, it was you had to make a certain grade. Others, some pay upfront, some reimburse you, some will pay for books, so it varies. But it's really important to talk to your employer and see what kind of program they have, because it really is an investment in the employees, and so the employer does want to help the individual, and plus it provides that upward mobility within the organization. The research shows that if an employer provides that tuition assistance, then the employee is more loyal to that company, and they're more likely to stay.
But these, you know, we work 9 to 5. So are these classes that are probably going to be offered in the evening or on the weekend? Is that how these are structured, Hadass Sheffer?
Well, that depends on the institution. So what we call more progressive institutions that are adult-friendly or adult-focused offer courses online or in the evening. Some of the best courses are offered first in person to get people adjusted and to get them to actually meet the faculty and then switch to an online. Some, as Adriana said, some courses are offered on the weekend. There are a multitude of formats for this. We recommend that people look for the format that works for them.
Okay, let's go back to the phone lines, 210-614-8980. And Carlos is on the line. Carlos, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Good afternoon. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great, buddy. Thanks for calling.
Good. I just want to give just a quick comment on some of the experiences that I've had. I actually went, I had a very good job right out of high school, and there was no need to go to college. But I did hit that glass ceiling when I was 26. So I already had a particular lifestyle that I was accustomed to, and I certainly didn't want to give up that lifestyle to go to be a full-time college student. So what I did is I tried to find a job that not only paid well, that had insurance, that was fully vested, that offered flex time, but also, going back to the previous caller, tuition reimbursement. And I did find that here in the San Antonio area at, and maybe I'm giving my secret out here on the airwaves, but I'll do it anyway. It was through the hospitals. The hospitals have a department inside the hospital called admitting or registration, and these places are open 24 hours a day. They pay very, very well for my needs at that time. So my particular schedule for work was 8 hours on Friday, 16 hours a day on Saturday. That was a tough one, and 8 hours on Sunday. So I was eligible for tuition reimbursement, pay, insurance. So what that did is that freed me up Monday through Friday morning to go to school full time. And what I did is all I had to do was pay the original tuition. And when I was reimbursed, I just rolled that to the following semester and to the following semester. So I did that for 4 years, and I came out literally debt-free for my bachelor's degree. Unfortunately, I had to give up my weekends. But in the end, it actually did work out. Not only did I not starve, I kept my lifestyle. I was insured medically, and they paid for my school. So in that regard, it certainly did help me, and I did graduate in 4 years.
You make it sound so easy. I'm sure it wasn't as easy as you make it sound, Carlos.
The 16 hours on Saturdays was pretty tough, I have to admit. But working in the emergency room, in the admitting department, the days go by pretty quickly. But if you think about your college schedule, if you're going full-time, you're usually doing 3 hours Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and then two-hour classes Tuesdays and Thursdays. So if you start very early in the morning, and I mean 7 in the morning, you're out by 10 in the morning, and you have the rest of the day to study. So in that particular scenario, it not to say that it was easy. Studying is never easy, but once you find your internal machine and you really get into your schedule, you just follow that schedule to the letter, and 4 years later, you have a college degree.
And you're taking 16 hours per semester, summer classes too?
15.
And during the summer, what would you do?
I would do a class here and there, but I certainly needed a break. I didn't want to burn myself out, and I would just work all the hours that I could during the summer if I didn't want to take another class.
Well, congratulations, and thanks for sharing your tips. That's pretty cool. Great. Thanks for calling in with that. Appreciate it. Let me get to William on the air. William's called in. William, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Thank you. How are you?
Doing good, sir. Go ahead.
Good. You know, I think what your previous two callers have really identified, you know, the thing is going back is just a commitment to yourself. But, you know, one thing when you're young and you go to college, a lot of times, it's like this interaction with your teacher seems a little odd and clunky, but when you've been out in the workforce and you go back to school and you're going to have some flexibility, I found that, you know, just going back, I lacked just 9 hours, and I had supposed to graduate in 91. So I went for 20-plus years without getting a degree. But when I went back, I just talked to the teachers, told them that I had a full-time job, and they were very flexible and always – help. As long as you showed engagement and commitment to their class and were respectful, to me that paid off in space for their help and assistance to make sure you get through.
All right, William, thank you for calling. I appreciate that. So one thing I think William kind of brought up here was that it does take a high level of confidence. It is an act of bravery if you've been out of the classroom for more than 10 years to say you're going to go back, because you're putting a lot on the line, you're risking a lot, and you don't know, do I really still have the chops? Maybe you didn't leave that college situation under the best of circumstances. Maybe you flunked out. You know, I mean, it happens because of all sorts of things. So getting back into the groove is a tough thing to accomplish. Is that right, Hadass Sheffer?
Absolutely. And some people just simply don't want to go back to the college where they started for a host of reasons. With Upgrade San Antonio and throughout the Graduate Network, and we do have 22 other cities, so we're speaking from a lot of experience here, we don't ask too much. We try to not dwell on the past, but really look at going forward, how the comebacker, which is what we call adults who are trying to make a comeback to higher ed, how the comebacker can move forward as quickly as possible, letting go of bad experiences in the past, understanding that circumstances have changed, colleges have changed, you yourself might have changed, and looking forward, trying to maximize, salvage the credit and the work experience, but not dwelling too much on the failures of the past, and instead preparing for success in the future.
So no one's going to bring up the fact that you never finished that project all those years ago. Just forget about that. Let it go. It's a clean clean slate, tabula rasa, and time to see where else you can go. Upward.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The one thing that people do carry with them are defaulted loans. And our staff everywhere, including at Upgrade, are trained to help people deal with them. So you will never escape a defaulted post-secondary loan. But there are ways to start paying it off in very small amounts that will help get you back on good financial footing with any institution and help you get back on your track. We always say that the only thing worse than not having a post-secondary credential in America in this period is having started but not finished an accrued loan.
Okay, we're going to finish the program after this break. Stay tuned. This is The Source on Texas Public Radio. Welcome back to The Source on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. We're talking about folks in San Antonio. They took some college. They did pretty well at it. But then they got out of college, went straight to work, and now they're thinking about going back and finishing that degree, maybe so they can get a better job, a higher-paying job, financial stability. So that's a pretty good idea, and there's some folks here ready to help you. Upgrade is a new initiative here in San Antonio at a Cafe College. They can help you assess where you are, what kind of classes did you take, what can we take, still salvage from your previous college experience and bring that forward, and how can we get you back into the system, what kind of financial aid opportunities are out there for you. If you got a question or comment, give us a call. The number is 210-614-8980, 614-8980. Imelda is on the line. And Imelda, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
I love your subject because it's very dear to my heart. I was a single parent, and I didn't start college until I was 28. I already had my daughter. She was 4. And I went to Palo Alto to get my basics, and then I went on to UTSA. I quit for 10 years, and then when I was 48, I got my bachelor's degree from UTSA.
Congratulations. So, awesome.
Oh, thank you. And then, you know, you're asking for people for advice on how to do it and what to do in that case. And, you know, I was a single parent on a single income, and I managed to make that my priority as far as financial decision was concerned. I did consolidate my loans with Fed loan and student loan, and I was able to, even now that I'm still single and on a single income, I can still afford to pay my student loans back because of the way I consolidate them. It's an income-driven program. So, you know, I just want to say I remember Bush saying, I'm not a Republican, but I remember Bush saying once that there is no reason why an American citizen who wants to go to school and finish college or go to college, there's no reason why he can't. You know, the programs are out there. You got to do the research. And I am making $30,000 a year more than I ever have. I graduated in 2012. The fact that I have 27 years experience in accounting, along with a degree to back it up, it did increase my income, you know, by $30,000 a year.
Sounds a great investment.
It really, really was. There really should be no stopping anyone. And, you know, like my mom always said, you know, you always got to do you have to do your part and then let God do the rest.
Imelda, thank you for calling. I sure do appreciate it. Congratulations. Great job. You are an inspiration. Thank you so much. So let's talk about the overall return on investment. It worked for Imelda, but what about for the overall workforce for San Antonio? Romanita Mata Barrera, from Executive Director for SA Works.
Absolutely. I think each one of the callers has really exemplified why the need for a program like Upgrade is critical. It's critical to the individual for their own career advancement or increase in their salary, and what a difference that can make in their overall lifestyle. Gentleman earlier who called and said he got used to a certain lifestyle. Imelda just now with her example, a $30,000 annual increase is very significant. And so from the individual perspective, that means we have more purchasing power. These individuals now have more buying power, and they can pay off their loans, and I'm sure they're purchasing homes, and they're also advancing into better opportunities and jobs. So overall, from a community perspective, is our employers will also benefit from this better skilled talent. And that's definitely something of importance to our community. We want to continue to attract better paying jobs to San Antonio. Those better paying jobs will require individuals who have some sort of post-secondary degree attainment or certification. And as a community, there will be a rising tide if we have more individuals just like your callers who are committed. Their level of persistence and perseverance is incredible. And I think they would make any employer happy to have someone like that working at their companies.
Another caller, Evelyn. Hi, Evelyn. Welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi, wonderful. Thank you. I was calling actually just to ask if there was a list of universities that were more geared toward adult learners.
Okay, Evelyn, thanks for calling in. And so, Adriana Contreras?
I don't have a list of higher ed institutions per se. Again, I would recommend that you come in so that we could look at your situation and see what you're looking for. It's hard to provide a blanket because, for instance, UTSA isn't right for everyone. A&M might not be. So it really
There's
depends on.
There's Our Lady of Lake University.
Our Lady of Lake, UIW, yes. So there are a lot of institutions that are working with adult learners. Again, it would be on a case-by-case basis to see which would be a best fit and a best match for you and your desired degree plan.
As you get further along in your degree plan, frequently you are able to set up individual learning through professors. You know, they will do you'll sign up for the class. Maybe you can't make that class, but they will set up a program specifically for you so you can take that class even though you're not able to be at that school during those hours. So I know that happens. But I know that people who maybe want to go to Cafe College and meet with Upgrade, do they need to call in advance, right? Set up an appointment?
For Upgrade, yes. The Cafe College, it's a walk-in basis. They can come in anytime, and an advisor can assist them. If they want to, what we would recommend if they want to talk specifically with an Upgrade advisor is to go to the website and complete the intake form. It'll provide additional information there.
Okay, and the website, do you have that web address handy?
It is upgradesatx.org.
Okay, Upgrade Essay. And we have a link. We're having a link on our website at tpr.org as well. Let's get another caller, Tammy. Hi, Tammy. Welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi, hello.
Hey.
Thank you for accepting my call. I love the show, especially today, and greatly admire all the adults for going back. But what I want to see is if there's anything for the aftermath of getting your degree. I have an MS in psychology, and they really do not prepare you while you're in school for the aftermath of it, of getting an actual high-paying job as to what your degree is equivalent to.
So
I wanted to see if there's any avenues or any legit places to go to where they can actually direct you to the right area.
Okay, so help in getting your career started after you graduate from college. Is that what you're saying, Tammy? Okay.
Yes, correct.
Okay, all right. So let me ask you about that, Hadass Sheffer. I mean, there are people who do graduate from college and they frequently have trouble getting into the workforce.
Yes.
Having a degree is not just a golden ticket. There's still other things that have to come to put.
It's not.
It's not, and we often recommend that people get involved in looking for their first job before they finish, although not jumping into full-time work. You know, giving yourself enough time to finish that degree, as you did, and congratulations, and even pursuing a graduate degree. I recommend that you look at local workforce centers and start asking there. But across the country, what we see is the best way for people to get jobs are personal networks. So you want to start developing those with your professors, with your with other students, with other organizations that are linked to your post-secondary institutions. In your case, the case of the caller, I suggest that you speak with someone at SA 2020 or at Upgrade. I am not in San Antonio, per se.
Okay. So people need to have an advisor who really knows what's going on, who's going to help them craft a graduation plan that is flexible, that is realistic, and that is achievable. And so, and you're going to have to, so does Upgrade work with the college advisors in order to come up with that? Is that how that works, Adriana Contreras?
We have very close relationships with all of our higher ed partners. And so we do work closely with them to see what is going to be the best course of action for the student, because we want the student to be the architect of their future and go into an area that they have an interest in, because ultimately that's where they will be most successful. And so we do sit down. A lot of it is the one-on-one conversation. Our advisors don't advise and direct you what to do, but rather lay out the options and ask those tough questions sometimes. You know, what do you want to do? Where are your interests? Where are your strengths? Let's look at your credits. You know, how many do you have? That kind of thing.
So it doesn't hurt to go in and ask.
Correct.
And that's the first step to figure out, is this right for me? Mm-hmm. You don't have to commit to anything right away. You can just walk in, make an appointment, fill out the online form, and discuss, and it's all free, right?
Absolutely, yes. It's free, and thanks to the partners and thanks to the City of San Antonio. The average age of the person who's coming into the program to talk to an Upgrade advisor is 40, and the majority of them are working full-time. Some of them come to us with as many as 90 credit hours, and so hearing your callers, it's just wonderful to hear all the different success stories that are out there. But, you know, we want people to know that wherever you are, whatever you've done, you know, we can help you. If you want to get back into school, as I believe it was Evelyn who said, if you have that desire and you want to get back into college and complete and earn that college credential, we can help you do that.
Well, we know we have tremendous untapped potential in San Antonio. So many people I know are capable. They're intelligent, they're willing. Maybe something happened to them along the way. They got derailed. They're just looking for that on-ramp to get back onto the highway, to get back into the classroom, finish that degree program, find that good-paying job, and really just find that golden opportunity. And I want to thank Upgrade for coming in and helping us figure this out today. Adriana Contreras, Romanita Mata-Barrera, and also Hadass Sheffer, president of the Graduate Network. This is The Source on Texas Public Radio. Thank you so much for tuning us in.